and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on the 16th day of June, 2005. And something just occurred to me. In the next, on the 18th, 2 days from now, we will be in operation 1 year. How about that, folks? First anniversary. The baby has its first birthday. On today's program, I have John Ainsworth. He'll be joining us in a few minutes. And I don't know if people are confused out there about a lot of different issues about state sovereignty, states' rights, constitutional issues, things of that nature. So what we're going to do is we're going to cover state citizenship. And, you know, folks, if you don't claim it, then they automatically assume that you're one of the corporate entities that they create. And you know the story. Send you a piece of mail, and it's all in cap letters. If there's any case that's ever in a court, and I don't care if it's for a traffic ticket or it's a murder trial, capital murder trial case, you're all in caps. You have been created, and their assumption is that they've created this corporate entity, tagged you with it. Some people call it the straw man. I just like to call it the corporate entity. Corporations can't deal with non-corporate entities. So once the government flipped and it declared itself to be a corporation, it has to deal with its corporate entities. So rather than just cause all this disconnect, they declared you to be one of their corporate little entities. So that's how they deal with you. And until such time that you stand up and say, wait a minute, no, I'm that natural person or that sovereign, if you prefer, until such time, they'll keep dealing with you the way they've always been dealing with you. So I hope people are starting to understand that going into a courtroom and telling a traffic judge that you have a right to travel and it's your constitutional rights, he's going to look at you like you got a third eye grown out of your forehead. He's going to say, well, that has no bearing in this case. That's right. Your constitutional God-given rights have no bearing in that man's case. So we'll seek to clean up some of that confusion, and if anybody does not understand what we're talking about, and you should, because you are ambassadors of the truth, folks. You're the ambassadors of this great republic. Remember, it's we the people. And without the people, we have this de facto government that they have installed, and if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. And they have a tough time dealing with people saying, you know, I'm not one of your corporate charter members here. I am a state citizen. I have state rights. I have my constitutional rights. They don't deal with it. They have a tendency to do everything they can to ignore it. Well, we're going to explore that issue today, and we'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. John Ainsworth, ncrepublic.org, right after this.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Oh, in the land of tyranny, we do live. We do reside in the land of tyranny. Well, does it make you feel better, folks, that the House voted to curb the Patriot Act? That's right. The surprise 238-187 rebuke to the White House was produced when a handful of conservative Republicans worried about government intrusion joined with Democrats who are concerned about personal privacy. So they're going to dump the FBI's ability to seize library and bookstore records. And folks, I got news for you. The FBI has been doing that for years. They were never allowed to do it by law. And they'll go back to the same old system of doing it anyhow. In the land of the free and the home of the brave, our brave Congress critters in Washington, D.C. have done their job to curb the Patriot Act. Are you feeling better yet? With me today, John Ainsworth, North Carolina. The website is ncrepublic.org. Good afternoon, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, John.
Are you feeling better that Congress stepped up to its responsibility to protect our constitutional rights?
I think we're about ready to stop the juggernaut and turn it around. It just I've got that feeling now. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, I mean, so many provisions of the Patriot Act. I mean, my gosh, it shredded the Constitution. And I don't know if you heard me or you're on the phone with the producer, but You know, you can't walk into a court, and the way I explained it is they created you as a little corporate entity because a corporation can't deal with a non-corporation, can't deal with private citizens, citizens of the state of North Carolina or Ohio or wherever. They have to create their little entities so they can talk to each other. And, you know, I'm tired of hearing the stories of people walking into court and the judges look at them and say, you know, the Constitution doesn't have any validity in this courtroom because this is not the proceedings that we're dealing under. They won't come out and tell you that directly and explain the reasons why, because if they did make these admissions, people would start to scratch their head and wonder what has happened to our perceived constitutional republic.
Well, the burden lies upon us, the people. You know, if you want rights, you have to know what they are, where they came from. If you can't exercise them, you have to know where they went to. How do you get them back? And unfortunately, we've been dumbed down. We've got the media, for the most part, I'll leave you out of this, that doesn't help in getting the true facts of where our rights go. And we've just become accustomed, as I've said before, to rationalize hypocrisy. We've got this great document called the Constitution, but you can't use it. It's not in force and effect. But it's a great document. And it's just it's irrational, yet it's what makes sense in this country for some reason.
Well, there is a number of issues, and I want to go through this in chronological order. The fundamental issues that you want to cover here is there's a universally recognized reciprocal relationship between a people and their government, and meaning protection and allegiance.
Right.
And allegiance and protections are in their nature reciprocal, or they're supposed to be. And one should, of right, be refused when the other is withdrawn. In other words, if they're not going to afford you the protection, then why do you owe them your allegiance?
Right. That last statement actually was the very first line of the North Carolina Constitution of 1776. Whereas allegiance and protection are in their nature reciprocal, the one should of right be refused when the other is withdrawn. I mean, that's why we were leading King George. He wasn't maintaining the reciprocal relationship that a government is supposed to have with the people. It's not supposed to abuse the law. It's supposed to stay within the confines. And they were not, the king was not protecting the rights of the people, so therefore the people had a right to no longer give allegiance and find out where they could get a government of right. And as we know, all government of right comes from the people.
Well, and if you don't want to cooperate with their authorized form of doing business, they give you a lot of stuff over this. What do you mean? Are you anti-government? What do you mean you don't? You're questioning my authority? Well, you have no right to question authority. I mean, this is law.
Well, that's the exact stance that the courts take, and what they're operating off of is I'm forgetting the word right now. But it's where they're not required to tell you. Excuse me. I'm just totally missing the word I'm trying to find. It's not in there.
Well, keep going. It'll pop into your head. It happens to me all the time.
But they have jurisdiction. They claim they have jurisdiction. And their jurisdiction is assumed. Oh, there it is. It's a presumed conclusion is the word I was looking for. It's a presumed conclusion. So it's concluded, but it's still merely a presumption that they have jurisdiction over you. So when you go into court, and the courts have ruled that on presumed conclusions, they are not required to defend a presumed conclusion unless you have substantial evidence to the contrary. Okay, so if they say we have jurisdiction, because you can imagine what a court would be, a courtroom would be like if everyone had a right to challenge jurisdiction, and every time they came in, they had to spend an hour proving they had jurisdiction. So courts don't do that unless you have substantial evidence to the contrary. And that's what we have when we go into the Reconstruction Act, the passage of the 14th Amendment, the annulment of states, the creation of new states. You know, we've got a copy of the surrender letter of the governor of North Carolina to the federal government in times of peace. This was not a product of the end of the Civil War. And so we've got a tremendous amount of historical documentation that rebuts their presumption that they have jurisdiction. And so that's what they wanted. That's the perception they're trying to put out there. What do you mean we don't have jurisdiction? Everyone knows. Are you anti-government? And the answer to that is we are not anti-government. We are pro-lawful, provable government, and we will be pro-you if you can prove yourself to be legitimate.
Well, and John, forgive me for saying this, because we've had people, we have this presumed conclusion of the courts that they automatically have jurisdiction, and if you were to rebut that and walk in with your documentation and say, well, look, Your Honor, what court am I in? Am I in an Article III court? Am I in a maritime court here? What's the deal? And you try to present your evidence, more times than not, the judge is going to look at you and say that, you're not behaving yourself in my court. And if you persist in these aggressive actions against the court, that, I might have to find you in contempt. And if you persist beyond that, and if you're not understanding what I'm telling you, then you might have a few gears that are stripped, and I got to have you psychologically analyzed here.
And you're right, and that is a something that happens every day in the community that you and I travel in. And I've got my own stories on that. The issues that I tend to deal with in court deal with driving issues, but mine is whether I should have a license or not. And I have been in the courts doing this, and I have had the courts basically railroad me, put me in jail, but ultimately not convict me. At the end, they drop it. And there's a whole story to that, and I guess I'll get a little bit into that, is I don't have a driver's license. I haven't had one for, 7, 8, maybe 9 years now. I can't even remember. So obviously that I have to cross their path every once in a while and go down to their courthouse, and I go and challenge jurisdiction. Because my lawful legal stand is I will get your license if you can prove you're a lawfully created entity. And again, once you understand Reconstruction and what happened in 1860, between 1861 and 1868, you'll realize they are not a lawfully created entity. They are not put in place by the consent of the people. So they're in a quandary right off the start. So I don't have a license. I go in, and in North Carolina, the first level of court we go into is called district court, and it is not a court of record. There is no court reporter. And so this is an absolute abomination if you think you're going to see law practiced in these courts. And so when I took in my court reporter, I told the judge I had one. I told the prosecutor. And the judge looked at the prosecutor and said, Mr. Prosecutor, do you mind these proceedings being recorded? And the prosecutor said, yes, Your Honor, I do. And the judge looked at my court reporter that I hired with my money and said, reporter, stop reporting. Bailiff, go seize that transcript. And they seized the transcript to where I couldn't even have a copy of what was said in those 1.5 minutes that I got recorded. And, of course, in that situation, they tend to find you guilty then because there is no record, and they end up not proving jurisdiction. And so in North Carolina, you get to go to the second level, which is Superior Court, which is where you have your right to trial. So now you have a court reporter, and you have all these other American, so-called American rights to a fair trial. And when I went into there challenging jurisdiction, I actually had a judge say, present your case. And I wasn't prepared because they had done things out of order. I didn't have the paperwork with me, but I have it all pretty much logged into memory. So I just, off the top of my head, started running right down the whole list. And the judge says, oh, what you're talking about is the Constitution of 1868. He says, we're not operating under that Constitution anymore. We're operating under the Constitution of 1972. And it was put into place by the consent of the people. And I said, but the body politic was the same. This new government has U.S. citizens in it. It still doesn't have and wasn't created by the free people of North Carolina.
All right, we got to take the break. And I've got a caller here I'm on the subject of the presumed conclusion that, you're in the proper venue. And, yes, you You're part of the corporation, and you're going to do your part. We'll get his question after this.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring Them Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Weaving our way through the minefields in America here, we're talking with John Ainsworth today from ncrepublic.org, and I've got a call here on the presumed conclusion. Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, and I did want to ask you that before you go further. I think this maybe a secondary question, if you want to get to it, about on what basis can you deny my own report of this, like a Star Chamber Tribunal or other top secret provision? But anyway, I thought that once you challenge jurisdiction, it doesn't have to be any kind of likelihood test so much that they have to still, I thought there was a federal supreme ruling to the effect that they have to establish jurisdiction if contested.
Well, the North Carolina Supreme Court, there's a case called State versus Batdorf, and it says once jurisdiction is challenged, it must be proven by the prosecution as a prerequisite for the authority of the court to enter a judgment. In other words, and this backs up exactly what you just said, once you challenge jurisdiction, it must be proven by the prosecution.
Well, then what you had otherwise said seemed to go against that doctrine.
Excuse me?
I thought you said something else then that
invalidated. Well, the state doesn't recognize it. What has happened with me is that the state remains mute. The state never enters a word. The state of North Carolina cannot prove its legitimacy. That's a proven fact.
And so they remain mute and just proceed forward as if I never said anything.
Well,
I'm going to go ahead and say we do have jurisdiction.
Well, I thought silence is a sufficient negative argument that they have to throw out the case if they're not going to address the question, no?
Well, and they end up doing that. We in Superior Court, they went through the whole thing with me. And, I mean, there's a whole lot of detail that I'm not going to bore you guys with. But I challenged jurisdiction. The prosecution remained mute. The judge said, okay, Mr. Prosecutor, I'm going to assume we have jurisdiction, call your first witness. And they go right into the trial. And first time I get a chance to speak, I'm like, Your Honor, I don't understand what's going on here. I challenged jurisdiction. North Carolina Supreme Court, State versus Batdor, says once jurisdiction is challenged, it must be proven by the prosecution as a prerequisite for you to even enter a judgment. I said, the prosecution has remained mute, and I want to say it here that no one has proven jurisdiction. And he said, okay, Mr. Prosecutor, what do you have to say about that? And he just says, Your Honor, you know, we've got jurisdiction, let's carry on. And they just keep going. But at the very end, it got into closing arguments, and the judge said, Mr. Prosecutor, you're going to have to just sit there for a couple minutes and hold on. He says, Mr. Ainsworth has brought up several constitutional issues of which I cannot ignore. And I'm going to go ahead and rule that the police officer did not have probable cause to pull Mr. Ainsworth over. Case dismissed. And so they're getting out of it without ever having a ruling on these things. So they're dismissing him. The judge isn't entering a judgment. Now, he did in district court, but in district court, it wasn't a court of record. They can do anything they want.
Is the judge entirely dismissed then, or just not enter a judgment?
It was dismissed.
And would you care to take that secondary question of what basis they have to preclude your own privately hired court reporter?
Oh, yes. Well, I'll tell you what happened in my situation is when he told the bailiff to seize the transcript, I says, I object. I said, well, what authority do you have to get rid of my court reporter, not have my court reporter here? And he says, he holds up a copy of the North Carolina General Statutes, and he holds it up over his head in court and says, it's in here. And I said, can you cite me the statute? And he said, you'll have to look it up yourself.
Now, you asked a direct question of that judge that's claiming that this information is in the statute book, but yet he's either too dumb or too lazy.
Well, it doesn't exist. It's not in there. They cannot deny me to have my proceeding have a public record of it.
You should have said to the judge, well, Judge, you can go to chambers or I'll go eat lunch, and you know, I'm prepared to wait until hell freezes over until you show me that statute.
Is there a basis then to inform the judge to be able to sue him for personal damages for depriving of your due process rights then?
Well, there's issues around that. The only problem is that if I say their court is doesn't have jurisdiction over me, then I can't sue in it either. I would have to sue in federal court. And there's lots of issues about that. One of the things that we're doing is we are building a case. A lot of people say that, if you take your arguments into these courts, these guys will listen to you. What makes you think that they're going to throw everything out and just run roughshod over the law? Well, I don't know that until I go in and actually do it. And so what we're doing now is just, you know, building a record that, yeah, these people have absolute total disregard for the law, for due process, for the constitutions, and for the rights of anybody that comes in there, and they're just playing their game.
Well, presumably on an appeal, if the judge, say, threw out your court reporter, et cetera, or other due process violations, that could have caused you to incur additional expenses of going to an appeals court. So you should be able to recover damage for those expenses, no? In time, perhaps?
If that's not my argument, then you're right. I probably could. And there are actually people looking into how to do that. But we're in a sticky situation with how we're dealing with things right now.
God bless you.
All right,
thanks,
brother. Appreciate it. We'll return. Want to join us on air, 800-313-9443. I want to get into, after the break here, Jim Reed's challenge to jurisdiction. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
John Ainsworth, Jim Reed in the county of Mecklenburg in the state of North Carolina, put in a challenge to jurisdiction. And this is very brief, and I'll just go through it real quickly. Pursuant to NCGS 15-952D, the jurisdiction of the court can be challenged at any time. The presumed assumption of lawfulness of the legislative body which enacted the statute alleged to have been violated in this matter is challenged. Therefore, the court claiming jurisdiction to enforce the statutes of the alleged unlawful legislative body is challenged. The state prosecuting this matter is moving party and initiator of the action. The law is clear that any entity which chooses to initiate and maintain legal actions must have both, one, the lawful authority to do so, and two, the ability to clearly prove its lawful authority. And that's in State versus Batdorf. The moving party must either prove its lawfulness in every degree or dismiss the action. And he says and this is where he gets into specifics. To be specific, the act of the United States Congress, which being challenged, are the acts which subjugate the free people of North Carolina to the jurisdiction, not their consent, the Civil Rights Act of 1866, and declared the state of North Carolina that entered the American Union in 1791 to be invalid, the Reconstruction's Acts of 1867, and allowed a congressionally created state called the State of North Carolina to enter the American Union on June 25th, 1868. And that amended the Constitution of the United States in a manner which subjugated the entire population of the several states to the federal United States government, that being the 14th Amendment. Well, what was this over? What statute did Jim supposedly violate here?
Jim was supposedly driving with a revoked driver's license.
Oh, boy. Now, there's a crime against the realm.
And he was arrested at a traffic stop. They were just having a license check, and he was arrested, put in jail.
Oh, you mean a checkpoint?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jim actually died about a year and a half ago. He had liver cancer.
Sorry to hear
and,
that.
And so he is no longer with us. And
but he went out kicking.
He went out. He fought this thing the entire way. He did not deviate. He's one of the citizens of the Republic, the reestablished state. And again, we recognize the original Constitution of North Carolina that was put aside by the Reconstruction Act as being the only legitimate form of government in the state of North Carolina for the free people of North Carolina. And so when he went into court, he stayed 100% Republic, challenging jurisdiction and exactly what you saw or just read there. And in, when he got to district court, they found him guilty. Again, it's not a court of record, and they just run over the top of you, so we go to superior court. And it was a really strange situation because this he was originally pulled over in August of 2000. And he was convicted in district court in November of 2000. And then it was 2002... I think it was January, February of 2002 when they actually called the case. So it was almost 2 years, and Jim never asked for a continuance, and the state never asked for a continuance. And so they just put it off, and never called him. And so then finally they said, okay, your court date's going to be on such and such a date. And again, it was, I think, January, February 2002. And I went in there with him, and I sat at the defendant's table with him, with Jim. And I had all my books and my research, and we're ready to go. And the prosecutor came up to Jim, right, I'm talking, court was supposed to start at 1, and he came in at 1, at 12:58, and said, Mr. Reed, I'm afraid we're going to have to dismiss this this charge. He says, we can't prove that you were knowingly driving with your license revoked. He says the letter...
Well, that was a sleazy way to get out of it.
But listen to this. When you look at the logic of it, because he says the letter that you received from DMV saying that your license was revoked is dated December the 30th of 2000, and you were pulled over in August. And so we can't prove that you actually knew your license was revoked. Well, the thing that he left out was that Jim was convicted in November in district court with the documentation to convict him. And for some reason, the original letter that they had in November of 2000 evaporated, and a new letter from December appeared, and so they dismissed the case. So driving with the license revoked, Jim was, that was dismissed also. So both his and mine were... Didn't get very far.
Yeah, but he still didn't get a remedy from the court.
That's the maddening part about all this, is they won't argue our points because they know that it's a no-win situation. Once the people realize that the way to win this fight is sticking with the truth, just sticking with the simple, easy facts that everyone knows. This is written in history books. Everyone knows that these states were created at the end of a bayonet, yet the very first sentence of our Constitution's of these perverted, usurping governments says all government of right originates from the people and is founded upon their will only. Well, having someone stick a bayonet in your back and tell you to forcefully accept a constitution isn't the consent of the free people. And so we've got huge problems that everyone knows. And in fact, I had a judge. I'll tell you this. In my case, I had a judge. When I challenged jurisdiction, he goes, and he caught me totally off guard. This is what's so bad. You go in there ready for a fight. And the judge says, I'll put this on the record. I tend to agree with you. But what do you expect us to do about it?
Well,
and it just my jaw just dropped to the floor. I'm like, it's your problem, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, what am I doing?
Obey the
here?
Law?
You know, I mean, you're all are sitting here playing canasta, and I showed up with tiddlywinks. I want to play tiddlywinks. You know, I mean, it's incompatible. I mean, obviously. But it's pretty astounding that the judge would say that, hey, he must have had a good night the night before or whatever the case might have been. Or maybe he thought you were particularly entertaining. Because, you know, it's real boring being a judge. You know, come on. You see the same cases time after time after time, especially in traffic courts. I mean, yeah, you know, they might as well put a video recording up there or a little robot, you know, here's the statute. This is what you charge with. How do you plead? Guilty, not guilty, or nolo contendere? You know, and it doesn't matter.
Pay the lady.
There you go. Just pay him on the way out. See the clerk of courts. Have a nice day. Yeah. Let's go to the phones here. Fred in Philadelphia, you have a question for John Ainsworth?
Well, doesn't it seem as though that we're really basically talking about one country with states that really have their power shorn from them? That
right.
We don't really have... I'm agreeing with you, but I'm
right.
Saying that don't we really have more of a job than simply reestablishing valid constitutions in the states? We also have to make sure that the states have the powers that are due them under the whole scheme of things.
Well, the only way to attain that is to reestablish the original states. The states that are in place now, again, you have to remember, they were created upon the principle that the federal government has authority to conquer states and subjugate their citizenry to the will of Congress.
But how are we going
okay,
to get...
Okay, so that's the state that's in place right now. You are a subjugated, conquered person.
But even if that's done, how are we going to restore the balance between the overreach of federal powers, which is what we're living under now, and a better time when we will have... more power to the people and more power to the state legislatures. How are you going to change the balance? Even if you get the valid constitutions of the states that you're talking about to be recognized.
Well, the situation you have right now, it's legally and physically impossible to go back. You can't. And let me give you an analogy. Let's say you've got the nation of France that has 13 states that makes up France, and they dictate what the government in Paris can do, and they're autonomous. You know, they're not totally dictated by Paris. But then let's say the Germans come in and take over France, and now everybody in this country is a German citizen, and you have the French people saying, you know what, to get my rights as a free French person, all I've got to do is lobby my German government and enact the laws that give us, the free French people, autonomy from Berlin. And it becomes this complicated mess that you're conquered, Frenchmen. You're conquered. You're under the authority of Berlin. And this is what we've got to get through to the people in this country. We keep looking at this document called the Constitution. We look at the 10th Amendment talking about states' rights. And James G. Blaine, who was one of the radical Republicans in Congress when Reconstruction passed and the 14th Amendment passed, and he wrote a book. And in his book, he said that the 14th Amendment Reconstruction rid this nation of that pestilent heresy called states' rights. And so we've got a law that is in place. And this law that's in place annulled states, so there are no longer states' rights, subjugated their citizens to where they're not free people anymore. And we've got people that keep looking back to Patrick Henry and Thomas Jefferson saying, you know, this is a nation of freedom. Look at our foundation. We're the freest people on earth, when we're absolutely and totally conquered, subjugated people.
But what I'm saying is that it's more than a change in the law. It's going to have a change in consciousness, because I can give you an example of how the Homeland Security Act, how local and state law enforcement have been enlisted to carry out the corrupt Homeland Security Act. And I think it's going to be, in addition to a change in the law, we're going to have a change in procedures, a change of awareness, a change of consciousness, so we're not going to pass good laws even in that future time when we have a correct balance of powers.
Well, I can understand what you're saying, but there's only three ways. We only have three choices of how to look at this situation. We can know the truth that we are a conquered people, and we can deal in that concept solely, and we can stop recognizing and participating in known illegitimate government. That's the position I take. Okay, now this is what I'm going to tell you is the most popular position is know the truth that they are usurpers and that we are conquered people, yet we participate in the usurper's venue with expectation that our rights as a free people be recognized and protected. Now, this is where, again, you have to have a little rationalization of hypocrisy, okay? These people are usurpers. They're using the police officers. They're implementing homeland security by usurpation, not by law. And the only way to put them back under law is for us to get back under law. They've overthrown our constitutions.
Yeah, but we have to have the state and local law enforcement to act. I mean, those people have to be woken up. They really have to be woken up. Now, I have some question about the
good luck trying to do that.
Question about Jack McLam and his effectiveness, because he says the same thing again and again and again. Yeah, I'm not getting any growth. I don't see any growth in the people and his organization that are willing to do what he says that they are all believers in.
Where does all political power come from?
The people.
Right. So why do we keep looking at them? We keep looking at government. All political power is in the police. All political power is in the Congress. All political power is in the representative body. No. All political power in the United States of America resides in the people. The issue is, are the people going to exercise their political power by not recognizing illegitimate government? Because, you know, that's what gives the Patriot Act power, is how many people go along with it.
Well,
how many people recognize that the Congress that passed those acts is legitimate?
Yeah, but one executive officer in the form of a police officer or a superintendent of police or a governor or a judicial officer has more power than millions of ordinary people who don't have the power to arrest, who don't have the power to seize the media, who don't have the power to hold a press conference. We have an unequal balance of power among individuals. Now, how do you correct that?
I'm telling you from the very beginning is you keep looking at them as legitimate. And I say that's okay. Remember when Yasser Arafat and the PLO first came around?
He's more or less recognizing their power. Not declaring them necessarily legitimate, but recognizing what power they have.
Okay. Well, they do have power, and there's no doubt about that. And there's many ways to attack that power. One is not with power. I mean, you don't go at them with guns because these guys are professionals at this. The issue is we say the power lies in the truth. And when you take the truth that they overthrew government and you say, you know what, I'm going to form this into a legal argument, and I'm going to have a legal argument that they're not legitimate, and we're going to take it to them. And that's what we were talking about the first, preceding 20 minutes before this call, is, okay, we're going to go into these courts with the truth. It's a very strange thing in the courts today. And we're not going to recognize their authority unless they can prove it. And the only way we can put them in that position is not to change their status, but for me to change my status. I want to say I have the rights of a state citizen, I have to be one.
Well, and also, I guess a way to look at this, Fred, an analogy is they have power right now. They have guns. So how do you prevent them from using that power? You take their ammunition away from them. And this is not a – what we're talking about here is not a quick fix. You know,
right.
you're mentioning Jack McLam here, you know, and what of all the police and the military people that he's educated over the years? This is an educational process, and it's going to take a good number of us to start instituting honest government again, reinstituting constitutional government, reinstituting your status as being a state citizen, and then we go from there. But you, the bullies are waiting for you to come after them with guns. They're all geared up for that. What they don't understand is when you give them a legal argument, and they kind of look at you and go, "Well, I'm not geared to think like that. I'm just geared to kill."
Well, I'm not disagreeing. I'm adding something to the conversation, and I also wanted to mention that the phenomenon of American citizens being held without charges is, as I recently found out,
it's bizarre.
a huge phenomenon. I just put a list here where I just found out three more people that I have checked out, and some of them are in the South, have been held without trial. And the fact is, you can do it a lot of different ways. You can do it through a material witness warrant. You can do it through a Homeland Security Act.
Right.
You can do it through the Patriot Act, and you can do it through even state Homeland Security.
Fred, we got a break here. We have to break. Hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate it very much. John, hang on there a second. He brought up a point. He mentioned about Homeland Security. I want to talk about that when we get out of this break. We'll take some more of your calls. And, here's the question. Homeland Security, if we have a constitutional government, not compatible. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
George Washington, one of the famous quotes, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force. Like fire, it's a dangerous servant and a fearful master." And what were, John, Patriot Act, Homeland Security Patriot Act, there's a classic example of force. And they're using, it's kind of interesting the way they're using this, saying, well, Bush will say at any given turn, and he's correct, of being president of the United States, is his obligation is to protect the people. But in the process of protecting us, he stripped us of just basically all of our constitutional rights to do so. So it's this slippery little word game, the Orwellian doublespeak that he uses. And people buy it. Because they see the, they don't see the reporters on TV going, well, you know, we got a constitutional scholar from so and so, and you know, to challenge, you know, the jurisdiction of the government doing this to the people. I mean, you're not seeing these arguments or these debates in a public forum. So people are automatically assuming, just as they assume that they have the power, the little usurpers, that they have taken the power, and there's no public debate and no challenge to this on those points and those merits.
Well, George Bush has an obligation to not only make us secure through Homeland Security and his war on terror. He has a fundamental obligation to guarantee and secure the rights of the people. As we know, as we have learned through our history, is the government has over time, under a pretense of emergency, they've used the pretense to take away our rights. This war on terror, it's a pretense to take away rights. Because how do you win a war on terror? What's the definition? What's the object of that war? And how do we know it's over to where all the rights of the people will be restored?
You can't fight a war on isms or ideologies.
Right. And so it's a pretense that the American people have bought into because we've been spun so hard, we're all dizzy, and we can't see straight. And the American people are just buying everything that comes out of the White House, everything that comes out of CNN, Fox News, ABC, CBS. You know, this terrorism and these terrorists that are out there, and they're trying to kill us and wipe us out, and these weapons of mass destruction. And we start seeing, as you look into all these things, they just fall apart. You know, the Downing Street memo on this war that we've got going on. Well, it's a pretense. This emergency is there's no facts behind it. But again, it goes back to exactly what you talked about at the very beginning of the reciprocal relationship. What is the function of government? It's to protect not my life. I'm supposed to be able to do that. They're supposed to protect our borders. Are they doing that? They're not doing that. Are they protecting our rights to due process? You know, we're talking about all the people that are being thrown into jail without charges. They're not under one pretense that there's these isms out there trying to destroy Americans because they hate our freedom here. It's an absurdity. The government's so out of control with these issues, and it's just going to step up. It's going to keep on stepping up to the people, say, I'm going to accept one thing and one thing only, and that's the truth. I'm going to have faith in God and Jesus Christ, that, and I'm going to stand on the truth.
It's getting so bad in Washington, D.C., they want to repeal the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution that would allow Lord Bush to maybe serve another term, third term, fourth term. Hey, he might even die in that office. We'll take the break here. Second hour of the National Intel Report with John Ainsworth, and we'll get directly to your calls. So hang on, 800-313-9443. Second hour for our international listeners at 7.466 on your SW dial. We'll be right back.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.